Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
In the name of the yeshiva, we welcome and we thank Rav Kalish for making time in his impossible schedule for us tonight. Welcome Rav Kalish's Talmidim. We feel ready from last year, already a kesher with yeshiva, with the Talmidim. And I want to open up by saying, Hashkacha had it that Bidyuk, I was in America at the time, in November, when my Rebbe, Rav Kalish's father, Rav Yehoshua Kalish Zatzal, was taken from us b'sara shamayma. I landed in America with my wife on Thursday, and already when I landed, I started making phone calls. I wanted to see if on Friday I can visit Rav Kalish in the hospital. I contacted through Rav Daniel Ginsberg to see if it's possible. They told me it's not possible anymore at that point. Yeshiva's dinner was on Sunday night, and Sunday I was at the Levaya. I heard Rav Kalish's extremely powerful beyond the words. And then on Monday night, we flew back there to show with my wife, and Monday managed to make a Nichum Avelim visit at Rav Kalish was already here in Eretz Yisrael, but a Nichum Avelim visit at the Rebbetzin and other children. So I want to open up by saying, because Rav Kalish was already in Eretz Yisrael at that time, Hamakom Yinachem Eschem B'toch Shar Aveli Tzion Yerushalayim. And I say, as a Talmud, Hamakom Yinachem Osonu B'toch Shar Aveli Tzion Yerushalayim. Rav Kalish, I felt a very, very close kesher with Rav Kalish. When I think of the five Rabbeim who had the strongest impact on me, it was my three from Yeshiva Farakwe, the Rosh Hashiva who was just taken from us a couple of months ago, Rav Kalish, Yeshua Kalish Zatzal, Rav Aaron Braufman, and then I had the privilege of learning by my grandfather and Rav Moshe Shapiro here in Eretz Yisrael. And when I'm, maybe this can bring about a little bit nechama with my work in chinuch. I'm trying to continue a little bit of main of what I learned from your father, Rav Kalish. I'm not going to be marach now. We came to hear Rav Kalish. I just want grabbing this opportunity to publicly express again, my availus and express, get across to you guys what an ish pella Rav Kalish was, Rav Yeshua Kalish. Pella, I'm going back to the Ramah in Siman Vav Shulchan Aruch that talks about Mekasher Dover Gashmi V'Dover Ruchni. And when I talk about it, the more I talk about it, the more I've met the pella is such a pella. I can't think of, at the same time, I can't think of a bigger masmid, constantly being Osek in Torah, and as everybody knows, Rav Kalish finished Shas 40 times already back then. I was a Talmud of Rav Yehoshua Kalish 45 years ago. And already then, he was a Baki B'Shas, and that was 45 years ago. And always learning and always raising at the level, right? Rav Kalish's tests every Sunday. We had to know what we were talking about. When he get now, I remember three things that are Hilchos Abalotam. And I had asked Rav Kalish something once connected to Hilchos Abalotam. Every time I used to meet Rav Kalish afterwards, he says, "Oh, Ari, Hilchos Abalotam." I remember getting constant Dibur B'Torah, and at the same time, at the same time, I remember I was in the first chever that Rav Kalish drafted me for the ski trip. When the ski trip started, I was zocha to ski with Rav Kalish, and I was zocha to break my arm playing tennis with Rav Kalish. I was leaning over to get a backhand, and I fell in Camp Harem after my ninth grade, fell down on the ground, broke my arm. I got the shot. But I was down on the ground already, and Mikhailish returned the shot, and he got the point. Years later, yeah, when I saw him, he came back and he said, I shouldn't have taken the shot. But what a pella, combining the excellence in both areas. What a loss for Am Yisrael, and what a machaya for us to strive to implement that in our lives, for understanding the house that Rav Kalish is coming from. When it went to be Menachem Abel, so I was so touched that the Rebbetzin gave me, I was there with my wife, and it was the first time I was introducing my wife to the Rebbetzin, and she gave me Rav Yeshua Kalish's Sefer Ha'aris on every daf and shas, and I was so touched. She said to me, she asked someone to bring the Sefer from the back room, he said, I know my husband would want you to have the Sefer. So I was flying back to America that night. I said to her, wow, I can't wait on the plane to learn B'mayin in the Sefer. So the Rebbetzin says to me, and I give it to my wife, she says, on the plane, you should be speaking to your wife. Godless of what you're doing, you do right. The Pella. So Rav Kalish comes from a house of Pella, and he's continuing. That's the Nechama is... It was a big nechama for me to see Rav Kalish's legacy, Rav Yeshua Kalish's legacy continuing, and to see what Yibod Olachayim Aruchim Betovim, what the impact that Rav Daniel Kalish is making on the world and making a know on our Talmidim here and around the world. We should continue mechayel and chayel to be matzliach, and we should all continue to, as I said before, to internalize, to take in what Rav Yeshua Kalish Zatzal was trying to give over to us. Our learning should be maximum level with hasmada, with knowing what we're learning, and at the same time being normal and being mekadesh shem shamayim by through being me'urav im habrios. Me'urav im habrios, as the legacy continues on of Daniel Kalish, that you go see everywhere the fire of people being connected to him by seeing, feeling his connection, his life, his words of Torah, of Chochma, of encouragement, bringing about Kiddushim Shem Shamayin Be'ezrat Hashem. We zocha very soon. The days are days that we don't understand. It's beyond things that are happening beyond. So what we do understand is we're closer to Geula, we're closer to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and we're closer to Yakitzu V'Yirannu Shochni Afar See Tchias Amesim Be'ezrat Hashem B'Karav B'Yamenu Be'ezrat Hashem. Sorry for taking too much time.
First of all, a thank you to Ray Waxman for his kind words and his accurate words about my tata Reni Kaparis Mishkova. It's appreciated the words and the nechama of a Talmud who's on fire, who's as chiyus and ruchnius is a real nechama. That's the deepest nechama. Is that tzaddik memisas and kruyim chayim? The impact that it's here. So that is a nechama. There's a true nechama in that. I'm not zeicher to be in touch on a consistent basis with Ray Waxman. We weren't in I was a little kid. I'm a few years younger. He's young, and I'm even a few years younger, Ray Waxman. But I was a couple of years younger, and I wasn't zeicher when he was in yeshiva to be specifically close. I didn't have that schus. And over the years, Ray Waxman's in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm in Chutz Laaretz. Ruchnius, you could feel it. You could feel it. It reverberates across the world. It's just the way it works. I don't know why it works that way. You can sense things going on. You can touch it when you walk into places. Ruchnius is the most real thing in the world. It's the deepest thing in the world. It's everything else is but a mushel to the world of people serving Hashem, of sincerity. That's the deepest thing in the world. And every time I meet Ray Waxman, you could walk in here. It's just to say I appreciate being in this space, Medrash, and Rishus the Rosh Yeshiva and the Ramim. I'm Zeich, what I see in Rav Waxman, we're Zeich to share Rebbeim. The Rosh Yeshiva, right, Perish Shlita, was both of our Rebbeim. Zatzal. I'm still saying Shlita. He was Nifter this year. Our Rebbe was Nifter. And my father, who was my Rebbe as well, was a Rebbe of Rai Waxman. And Rabbi Brafman was a Rebbe of Rai Waxman, a Rebbe of mine as well. And we share Rebbeim. And there's a kirva, there's a closeness of people, a very deep closeness of people who share the same Rebbeim. The same chios, the same... The Torah that was Mechaya me was Mechaya Rai Waxman. The Torah that energized, that was Meroyme me and Megadol, that means something to me and meant something to me and will mean something to me, was a Torah that Rai Waxman absorbed as well. And there's a kesher that's meaningful. I like in yeshiva when guys meet each other from very different years. And like you would think they don't have a shaychus, that they're brothers. From the same base medrash, from the same ideals, the same idealism. It's brothers mamish kipshutai, and the feelings of somebody who has a chiyus in ruchnius, avas yisrael, and a fire in ruchnius. That ruchnius matters, idealistic, and there's a chiyus in the service of Hashem. You could feel it, you could sense it. The chaver, it exists in this base medrash, and I thank Rai Waxman for hosting and allowing me to come to share with the chevra. The MS on my mind is like Rav Waxman said, I would love to share thoughts from my father, but I could see he would say to me, Daniel, how are you not talking? You're not going home. Everything you have to talk. He would tell me that's what to speak about. It has not this, that, like Rav Waxman Shlita said, the complicated sugyas a lot. Put aside any sugya, a yid. Am Yisrael's busy with the value of one yid. I'm not a political guy, I don't care for this stuff. In the world, I don't think kidnapping exists much. Ukraine and Russia are in a fight. It's not a big sugya. Now, people get kidnapped. There's Rachman Litzlan, it's an Isser in the Torah, it's in Mitzius, and people get upset. There is no there's no people in the world that it's the sugya like it is by us. And even the complicated aspects, but if we free, then other... It's a sugya because we're a people that value every person. There's no people in the world. It's not Negea in the other country. It's not Negea. It's not a thing. In wars, kidnap a Seder, they're upset. America would be very mad. It's not right, a chutzpah. People aren't struggling to sleep. It's not every tefillah, Shabbos, it's not what's happening. And you have a people that values every yid. That's deeper than any shita in halacha. Any shita politically, we're a people that values every yid. A yid counts. It's a truth, it's a mitzvah. A yid, every a guy counts too, but we're a people that are machshiv, that have a chashivas for each other. There's a value for one yid. There's no people in the world that value one like we value one and are unwilling to say on one, okay, say we don't, everyone, each and everyone. I want to share a maisa that actually involves, my father was unbelievably mechabed. He was mechabed yidden, all yidden. The yid had a tremendous value. A yid learning Torah, every yid. Every yid, any yid, from a yid learning a few minutes a day to every yid had a cheshivos, every yid's right to Torah and to learn Torah. And many years ago, my wife and I moved to Waterbury, Connecticut. Now, the city did not have a minyan during the week. There was no minyan of yid and davening during the week when we moved there 25 years ago. On Shabbos, there was sort of a minyan. A Rav came, who's a wonderful Yid, he's in Shemayim today, he's in Olam Haba. He came, he was a lawyer, and this Yid, a wonderful person, would come Shabbos, and there would sort of be a minyan, sort of. sort of, I was there. We started Shemoneh Esrei, and a guy started saying about another guy, he's a guy, he shouldn't be counted. The guy said, I'm not trying to trick anybody, I am a guy. I invited one of the minyan over to my house. He was such a nice guy. And I brought him in the middle of the Suda. My wife said, Daniel, he's not, ladies, my wife, Nashim have a bina yisera. He was eating up everything. He was so excited. My wife called me in the kitchen and said, he's not a yid. And it turned out she was right. He was a wonderful guy, and he probably is a lot closer to Hashem today's good. But so the minyan was complex. And there were old yidden there. There were old yidden in the city, and they grew up very far from Yiddishkeit, from Yadus. I asked my tata right away when we came, I said, my tata made a siyum hashas every year, and I asked him, could my wife and I make the siyum hashas for you in Waterbury? I thought it would be very special. These yidden had never been to a siyum on a masechta. Let them come to a siyum hashas. And my parents agreed, and we invited the yeshiva, which was small at the time, and we invited all the locals. They wore their nicest stuff. I remember one of the guys putting on a huge cowboy hat. He'd never been to, it was exciting, he wore a huge cowboy hat. I remember the picture of the guy wearing his, the chevra came there, it was very inspiring. They came to a siyum hashas. Now my father said to my mother the night before the siyum hashas, they were talking about Slavchad. And my father said that I want to meet a Noah. I've never met a Noah. You can ask, did he ever meet a Chagla? It's a good question. I'm just telling you the story as it happened. That my father said, I want to meet a Noah. I've never met a Noah. That's what my father said to my mother. He then comes to the siyum hashas. And one of the couples I invited was a lady, Mrs. Noah Miller, and her husband, Rev Jerry. Rev Jerry was a beautiful yid. In 23 years of friendship, I heard a few sentences from him. She spoke for the both of them. She was the spokesperson. She had a lot to say, Mrs. Noah. Amazing person. She had a lot to say. Rev Jerry was a great listener. The perfect shidduch. And Rev Jerry would listen. A very beautiful yid who shtayt developed. Now, when we moved to the city, they had a very difficult relationship with Yiddishkeit. She grew up. A yid is precious. A yid is big. This tzaddikus grew up in a communist kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael that did not like Torah and mitzvahs. The yidden loved Torah and mitzvahs. Communists were trying to get yid not to be in Torah and mitzvahs. To say how extreme it was, she wasn't raised in her house. You hear this plan, Shui? She was raised in a central house. You're not allowed to have your own kids. That's how meshuggah. The kids weren't raised by their parents. Yeah, a good plan. Filled. And she was raised in a central house with the other kids on the kibbutz. And you can imagine she had a very, very difficult life. When we moved in, it was a struggle with Kol guys, and she was wonderful to us. Wonderful. And she would express her struggles, and she told us she had a son who became frum. And that was a struggle for her. The son, and they weren't in communication for a long time. It was hard that her son betrayed her family and became frum. And over the years, she steiged a lot, became close to her son. She told us about a grandson who was learning in BMG. She told us about this grandson who was in Kailo. She explained the challenges for her of that concept. But she has an Einikul learning Torah. Mrs. Noah Miller came to the siyum hashas. And my father, I introduce Reb Jerry and Mrs. Noah. My father says, Noah, last night I said to my father, I mean, Noah, I can't believe I'm meeting you. And they hit it off. My father loved Yidden. And he was mechabed lo yuma. It wasn't like a good trick. It wasn't like that. If it wasn't that he wanted the night before to meet a Noah, that hashkacha, he was neshtoimim, a yid. For 25 years when I met her, she had a lot more things to say. But every time she would say, your father waited his whole life to meet me. He wanted to meet a Noah. And here I was, Mrs. Noah Miller. And that was Mrs. Noah Miller. Before Yom Kippur, she was Nefteris. The Rav there, a Rav that she was close to. She had welcomed our community. She had blended with our community, became a member of the Frum Shul. Shtai lo yu'uman. After Sukkot, we had been looking, my shul, we wanted a kollel to learn Torah in the shul for about two and a half years. And through a whole ma'is hashgacha, we find this young man going b'Torah, balmidus lo yu'umen, and we find him and we bring him in to start a kollel in Blue Ridge with younger light, and they've elevated the whole city. It's Mrs. Noah Miller's grandson. I can't believe it's lo yu'umen ki yisuper. Mrs. Noah Miller, and she was told before she passed that your grandson's coming in the city that you adjusted, and you precious Yid welcome Yidden who were different than you, and appreciated and respected and bonded with Yidden different than you. And in your journey, your grandson's coming to teach Torah in the city, a Goyin B'Torah is coming to teach. We had a Suda to welcome the Kollel, and after the Suda, I went up to David Meiriv, and the Rosh Kollel's, Mrs. Noah Miller's son came to the Suda. I ran up, I'm a Chiyav to David Meiriv, I said Kaddish, me and Mrs. Noah Miller's son said Kaddish together, me for my Tata, and him for Noah Miller, the Noah my father wanted to meet his whole life. And I say to the Chevra, of course, the Meichen Mitzadei Gavar, Hashem sends us where we're supposed to go. The Ashkochas Hashem, where we are, when we are, is like Lo Yeumen, just the things going on that Hashem is moving, but much, much more what hits me. Now, I don't need, it doesn't need, if there were older people there, there was an old Yid, Mr. Alexander, who never got married, never had children. This beautiful Yid who didn't learn in yeshivas would teach us how to handle the Torah. That's how we would say it. He'd give us lectures. If you ever gave him time a day, he would tell you how to handle the Torah. He was handicapped in one arm. He had one good arm. He was very strong. And he would show how to handle the Torah of an Oifen Shel Kavod. Respectful, beautiful Yid. It doesn't need that her grandson's a Reish Kol teaching Torah. That's only an assistance. It's only an external assistance to know never, ever pass over a Yid. Our entire nation, we could get so distracted from sugyas, we can miss the sugya. We could focus on all different things. The ikar sugya going on is our entire, that's the ikar. Everything else is tuffle, and it's a smokescreen to distract us. The ikar is we're a people that care about kol yachid v'yachid shebi Yisrael, and value and are makir that we have no extras, not one. And we're makir, everyone counts. That's the ikar sugya that we're all in. That's the sugya. Everything else is a distraction from the sugya. Unless you're the one paskening things, or if they ask you the psaks, then it's not a distraction. The ikar sugya for everybody that Klal Yisrael's like, Arangatan, this is the sugya of our people. This is the sugya of our people. We don't usually say Tillim on Shabbos. Across the world, you can't go to a minyan that doesn't say Tillim every Shabbos. Every Meir of Shachris Mincha was saying Tillim, because we're a people who cares about Kol Yachid the Yachin. There's no extras by our people. There's no such thing. And we're makir the chshivas of a Yid. A Yid is chashiv, a Yid counts, a Yid can't be overlooked and shouldn't be overlooked. This is like Dvarim Pshutim by our people. This is something that's true by us. It's something we have to bring into our lives, to our own mishpachas, not to overlook a sister, not to overlook an aunt, a shachin, a neighbor in our community. Somebody in the shul, don't overlook anyone. I remember after learning by my Rebbe for a while, there was an old Yid who was from Russia. The Yid that come from there, I have like a tremendous appreciation. A lot of the greats, a lot of our people came by way of that country. And people we withstood, it speaks about the power of a Yid. It speaks about the loyalty of a Yid. It speaks about the perseverance of a Yid. It speaks about we're a nation that can't, we're not going to break. We're a nation, we're a strong people. And there was a candy man in yeshiva as a youngster. We just like, he was like a, almost a comedic figure. He gave out candy. He was strong. He was a truck driver. That was his profession. He would squeeze your hand and you walked away hurting. And he didn't have any yeshiva education. He would come to my Rebbe's speeches by Shal Shudas. My Rebbe was saying, Verm the Flum. And he would hear like a side point. As I was getting older, understanding my Rebbe's teachings and absorbing my father's teaching, I made a chavrusa shav with this beautiful yid who loved Torah, wanted to learn Torah. My father learned with many interesting people. Each person, a yid wants to learn Torah, was valued, was respected, was appreciated. A yid's right to learn Torah, just the appreciation of a yid was a basic, was something that was in there as the covet of a yid. My father was very, very against Leitzanus. Now, Leitzanus didn't mean funny. He loved funny people. The funnier you were, the better. His best friends were comedians. Because if you misameach yidden, there's nothing to do with Leitzanus. Like the highest thing. Somebody makes yidden happy, that's like the highest thing. That was, I brought my father to the camp that I'm involved in, and Lipa Schmelzer was making a concert. My father, he makes yidden happy. That's how he lived. At least with somebody to respect, he makes yidden happy. That's like, by his world view, somebody sings for yidden and cheers up yidden. That's like very big in his world view. Makes yidden happy. Lipa Schmelzer says in the camp that I run, he spoke beautiful words before he sang. And he said, if you have a taina on a yid, you should forgive the yid. My father sitting next to me, he said, Daniel, you're what Lipa said? Reb Lipa, he said, I'm very upset at somebody. He said, and I'm going to be Michael the Yid. Comes at Shiva, Yid comes up to me at Shiva, and he says, I want to tell you, I was great friends with your father the last few years. He said, I'll tell you why. Your father called me, and we mamish became pals. He told me that Lipa told him to forgive, and he called me up. I knew the first, I was sitting next to my father when he told me I'm going to forgive. I found out the end of the story. He's Misameach Yidden. He's Misameach Yidden. That was very, very high up. Somebody's Misameach Yidden. Somebody cheers up Yidden. Somebody, the chshivas to a Yid. The chashivas, a yid has tremendous, tremendous chashivas, every yid. There was no putting down, there was no overlooking yid, and there wasn't such a thing in his world. There wasn't such a thing. A yid was chashiv, a yid counted, a yid was respected. Leitzanus wasn't being funny. If you were a comedian, that's the opposite of Leitzanus. You got it. You were misameach yidin. Leitzanus was putting down something that's chashiv. I saw somebody wasn't serious about a mitzvah. Oh. That was very fierce. Mitzvah, don't mock a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. We're born for that. Don't mock a mitzvah. You mock the yid, that's Leitzanus. Don't mock a yid. Don't mock Torah. Torah was very serious. Torah, every word of Torah. There was no making joke. Torah was serious. That was Leitzanus when things that deserve chashivas weren't given chashivas. And the chashivas, the covet of a yid, is the sugya of Am Yisrael right now. We're celebrating no matter what anybody held. It's not to do the shita. A yid's walking home is like, it can't not be said tonight. A yid walking home. It's nothing to do who holds what. It's not part of the sugya. A yid's walking home. A yid walking home is a big thing. One yid. It's a big zach. There's nothing to do with somebody held us or this. It's not the sugya right now. It's nothing to do with the sugya. A yid walked home is a sugya. You're missing the sugya. If you had to be the paisek, then you have a sugya. If not, you just know a yid's walking home. A yid is chashav by us. A yid is chashav. A yid counts. A yid matters. I'm noticing tefillah more. I'm saying extra shmoneses every day, at least 4 shmoneses a day, sometimes 5 shmoneses a day. I struggle with time. My father was wonderful with time, was never late to anything. And he had a son who was just time challenged, like in a crazy way. And I asked Michila, I should not have been late. I'm trying to be better, and I'm doing a little better. My clock's getting better. This is the best I've ever been in my life this year. And my father has a nachas, and my wife is laughing her head off as I'm running to Minyanim trying. So I'm noticing words of Tefillah Baruch Shem. It's kedai to be on time, and I'm noticing words more. The amount of times in Shemot Esrei we say, your people, Klal Yisrael, Amcha Yisrael, it's so gorgeous. We daven for Klal Yisrael, obviously. We're davening for our people always. Tefillah is about our people. Every Shemot Esrei is about our people. Sure, we're allowed to put in our stuff too. We're busy with our people. The amount of times that we say in Shemot Esrei, Amcha Yisrael, Yisrael Amecha, all different versions like that. It's the most, besides Ata Hashem, Melech Olam, the most common phrase in Shemot Esrei is Amcha Yisrael. One Yisrael Amecha. your people, I love saying those words. Like Ishmak Kadayim Yisrael Amech, we say it again and again. You could count in Shemoneh Esrei. Easily you get seven, easily. But I think it's a little more. But over and we say your people, Klal Yisrael, your people, our people, the people of Hashem, our beautiful people. And the sugya that Klal Yisrael's in is appreciating Kol Yachid V'Yachid. We have to bring that to every aspect of our life. Don't miss out on the sugya. When we're davening for a yachid, when we're thinking about yachidim, when we're saying we're not mevater on one, and when a whole sugya becomes, because we're not mevater, so and they know this is a big problem. The goyim know that we care about kol yachid v'yachid, so then there's halachic shailas and good shailas. But the sugya here is that we're a people that don't look past one, so bring it to our lives. Bring it to the Beis Medrash, bring it to the dormitory, bring it to your family life, that a yid doesn't neglect. There's nobody we're willing to like be mevater on. That's not how we function. It's interesting, when we came to the city, I'll admit, I wasn't thinking about Mrs. Noah Miller. I had different thoughts. I laugh at myself. We moved there for this tzaddikus, for this one yid. This yid, we should bring with her a little bit. We overlook things. It wasn't even a thought to think she has a grandson, a Reish Kol. It wasn't like this is like a ripe kier of opportunity of a young, vigorous community. There were older mishpachas who didn't have children, and the children weren't part of their lives. But you don't overlook a yid. Once a yid is not overlooked. One. A yid's not overlooked. That's a sugya that I have to share with the chevra tonight and mention. I wanna switch to another point that's very relevant. I wanna sing two songs on this other point that's very relevant to today. Like Rev Waxman Shlita said, we're living, there's challenges. There's no, and this whole situation brings out a simcha mixed with difficulty. I was thinking on Chanukah a lot. I was thinking, obviously, Chanukah is lahoydus lahalal, to say Shevach Vaidah to Hashem. And I was thinking how to be more present to the goodness that Hashem gives us. The chesed Hashem of being more present. And when I think about it, I was thinking that the difficulties that we encounter distract us. We have a lot on our plate and different things, and we're distracted to absorb the simple kindness of a glass of water. Simple kindness. Somebody poured water. It's wild. The kindness, and that chesed that a yid gave water is a chesed from Hashem. And we're too distracted to absorb kindness, to absorb, to feel we're distracted. And what's obvious to me is that emunah helps to appreciate chesed. If we could have faith, if we could have a yeshiva hadas, we're in good hands, then we could appreciate the kindness. I want to tell you a story about my father. I wasn't planning on saying it, but I want to tell you this to me, a story. My father in the hospital at the end, he had been healthy. His schedule as a 78-year-old in the summer, Sukkot, mamish till the last 3 weeks. His schedule, I don't have a half of that schedule. The schedule was lo yu'umin ki yasuper, not believable. He was a Reish Kailol, he was a Rosh Yeshiva, a Sfaradi Yeshiva, said a daf yomi every day, learned seven blot, was writing a sefer on Shas, was raising millions of dollars for tzedakah, was running a couple of families that he was pashut, the father of the family, there wasn't the present father. It's lo yu'umin what he was doing. It's not like a norm. My mother said the busiest time of his life was the end, was the last couple of years. A schedule lo yu'umin. And all of a sudden, he gets sick. And all of a sudden, in terrifying, he's lying in bed, he can't move. And I saw, my family saw, a faith, he was calm. He was calm. Completely calm, I'm in good hands. It's la yu'uman. I'm telling you a fact. I was there by somebody who was half in this world, and he said to me, I'm happy with my life. I want to live more. I want it badly. Hashem will give me more as I beg Hashem. But I'm in good hands. I'm in good hands with Hashem. To tell you how calm he was, he said to me that I'm feeling so much chesed Hashem. I said, Abba, does it feel like chesed Hashem? He said, what do you mean? He said, people are davening. I feel so much love. And he was like absorbing. He felt good. It was like a pillar. because of the emunah of the difficult situation, he was able to absorb this so much love coming in. He felt so good about it. He was like excited, I'm feeling. Who's thinking about that? Only if you have emunah. On the challenge, there was emunah. I'm in good hands. Hashem's working with me. Now I'm aware. To have emunah, each one goes hand in hand. To have emunah, I have to see that Hashem is doting on me. He's into me. But to see Hashem's into me, you have to have emunah. You have to get both together. They have to come together. They have to be tzazaman. They have to be together. They have to be together. And on Hanukkah, I came to the conclusion in my life that I want to be more present to the kindness of Hashem. I want to just sit down to a meal and fall in love with God. Hashem is so nice, and he is. And I say that my worries distract me, so I'm going to work on B'tachon. That's what I decided. We sit down with Yitzhak Rabinowitz Chaim, and you can't make it up. Like, I decided this on Hanukkah, and I have a friend, a group of friends who are sitting down for Fabrengen to learn different Torah, to connect the Hanukkah. And I said, no, Yitz, start a song. And he started, V'ani b'chastecho batachti. I couldn't be happier. I said, why don't you pick that song? But that was cool, like, what I was thinking about. And he started, V'ani b'chastecho batachti. That I'm b'teach in your chesed, Hashem. That even in difficult situations, I have a b'tachin in your chesed. B'chastecho batachti. I could be calm and comfortable. B'chastecho batachti. Even difficult things, Hashem's working with us. He has a plan. I'm in good hands. I saw my father. I saw Yid. I'm in good hands. You couldn't believe it. It's Layu Uman. It's not Shaykh. I was telling a nurse that he's a big person. She quieted me. She said, I know what I'm seeing. You never see this. There's no such thing. Calm. Elevated. I would even say like a simchan. There was a calm tranquility in the room. It was like the Kodesh Kodashim. It was Layu Uman. Singing Zmiris. The last night with my mother singing Zmiris. Kariba and saying a Lekai Neshama five times. Layu Uman. Layu Uman teaching a Gemara. Right before he left, the last thing he taught, just my mother, a Gemara. Teaching a Gemara, B'simcha. You're talking about Emunah. And when we have Emunah, we can absorb the Chesed Hashem. We can be present to the Chesed. Don't want to be pretend with the Chever. It's not easy. We're talking about two things, but we're Yidden, we could do it. We could live with faith. Hashem's working with us. It's not easy. It's not easy. And we need the absorption of the kindness to have the emunah, because I could feel he's into me. And I need the emunah for the absorption of the kindness. They're just two things that Yid and us were amazing at. And it's the story of our people. In difficult situations, we can have an emunah, crying, feeling, not as an excuse not to be present to things. Difficult, but oh God. But a powerful faith, we're in good hands. And then we can be present to the kindness of Hashem. So if we could sing together the Balatanya's Keliata Vaideka and Vani Bechastecha Batachti. Is Avi Beitler, he starts that the exact key. Elia, is Avi Beitler in the room?
No.
Okay, I'll try to start the right key. He nails the key. It's very important to get the key. Let's see Vani Bechastecha Batachti. The Chevra knows the sermon. Yeah, if you don't know, then you won't be more off key than me if you don't know it anyway, so don't worry.
Vani b'chastecho batachti, vani b'chastecho
Baby, baby, baby. Yeah.
to close that with a chiddush, that when we say to respect the yid and not overlook a yid, the first one you should start with is yourself. Don't imitate other people. Be you. Crack your jokes. Say your pshat in the Gemara. Be quirky you, funny you, cool you, nerdy you, whatever you is. Just bring yourself comfortably. Hashem created each mensch and wants each person. Each person. Each person's journey matters. Each person's svara matters. Each person has a seat at the table. It matters a lot. So bring ourselves. Bring ourselves with in learning. Say your svara. Say the svara that's in our own, in all the aspects of our life. We count. We matter a person. A yid is chashuv. To give it to others, we have to bring it to ourselves. You can't give it. It's unlikely to give it to others and see it in others. We don't see each yid. A yid is a big zach. It's just true. It's just true. How can we end? We have to end, but without peel the klipa chaim. There's no. We can't do that. Let's sing one time. Bataka, let's see it in the way they are. Let's see neshamas, big neshamas, big people. That's just the truth. It's just the truth. So let's say the truth. Let's sing the truth, and let's live the truth. Chaim, let's go.
And say the benignness, every day has a neshama. I feel of the greatness, say the benignness, every day has a neshama.
We should all be zeichet to see the Yad Hashem, to feel the Chesed Hashem. Our people, the entire Am Yisrael, should absorb the Chesed Hashem, should see Hashem's into Am Yisrael and wants Am Yisrael. We should see how speedily our Ramas Karen Yisrael, Yidden safe, jeden gesund and jeden vibrantly serving Hashem, without any mafriya. We should serve Hashem in a beautiful way, full of chulos, full of energy, full of sincerity. Everybody has a tremendous siyata d'shmaya in their own journeys. Value each kol yachid v'yachid, your own journey, and value another person's. Thank you so much, Rabbi Sam.
Been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.